From Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. I forgot to ask at the beginning. Who can remember what our theme is for our All Together worships this year? It is the power of prayer. And here at Bethlehem, we have followed Thy Kingdom Come. Don't think we started it right at the beginning, did we, Diane? No. And we even did it through COVID, when we did up little packs and sent information out to everybody. And Richard asked me just to share what I'd shared last week so that the people at Bethesda are aware. Thy Kingdom Come is a global ecumenical prayer movement that invites Christians all around the world to pray from Ascension Day to Pentecost for more people to come to know Jesus. It started as an invitation from the Archbishops of Canterbury and York to the Church of England for each person to pray for 5 people to come to know Jesus. This year, it runs from Thursday the 29th of May to Sunday the 8th of June inclusive. And since it began in May 2016, so this year is the 10th year, with the invitation to the Church of England to pray, it has now grown into a global ecumenical prayer movement. God has grown Thy Kingdom Come from a dream of possibility into a movement which unites more than 1 million Christians in prayer in nearly 90% of the countries worldwide, across 85 different denominations and traditions, so that friends and family, neighbours and colleagues might come to faith in Jesus Christ. Every person, household, and church are encouraged to pray during the 11 days in their own particular way. And Thy Kingdom Come state, it is our hope and prayer that those who have not yet heard the good news of Jesus Christ and his love for the world will hear it for themselves and respond and follow him. Specifically, we invite each and every Christian across the globe to pray that God's Spirit might work in the lives of 5 people who have not yet responded with their yes to God's call. Whether you have joined in Thy Kingdom Come before or not, we invite you to take part and join in. And we have some Thy Kingdom Come prayer journals to assist you in praying for your 5. And this year it's based on the Lord's Prayer. They're in the vestibule, so do please pick one up, or maybe even 2, and give one to a friend or a colleague, and pray from Ascension to Pentecost for those 5 people. I would encourage you to do that. It was a mammoth singing, it was a mammoth playing. Let us pray. Oh, Father, we praise you for your amazing creation, with the wonders with each changing season brings. Lord, you are such a loving Father. You accept our doubts and embrace our questions like a wise parent, encouraging your children to express themselves, hiding your hurt at our uncertainty, always hoping for the best and seeing our potential. We worship and adore you for believing in us. We praise you for Daniel, who we will be looking at this morning, and his perseverance in prayer, and his example to us. Help us to follow him. We confess that we are so often judgmental of others. We sometimes criticize those who do not share our beliefs. Why do they need proof? Why can't they just believe? Yet we live in a world where little is taken at face value. Fake news surrounds us, and the camera definitely does lie. Therefore, Lord, forgive us when we look down at the unbelievers, the doubters, and the ones who demand proof, for this is the world in which we live, and the world to which we must proclaim your truth. There is no proof we can offer in these times except to show our belief in the ways in which we reach out by accepting and loving unconditionally, by showing patience to those who differ from us, or is it we who differ from them? Therefore, forgive us when we fail to reflect your truths in our daily lives, and let us become testaments to your risen power. Forgive us for not always taking the time to pray, and when we do, maybe listing all our requests and not taking the time to listen to you. May Christ be evident in us and all we do. Lord, we thank you for your patience with us, your acceptance of our doubting, questioning, and shortfalls. We thank you for your assurance of forgiveness. How many times do we grieve your heart with our lack of belief and exasperate you with our lack of faith? Be like a good parent. Gather us to you and answer our misgivings. With you, Lord, there is infinite forgiveness. Thank you. Amen. And now let us say the prayer that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And I would now like to hand over to Helen, and I was very remiss and didn't welcome her at the beginning of the service. Apologies, Helen. You're up.
Good morning. It's lovely to be with you all here today, friends from Bethlehem and Bethesda and those visiting. Thank you, Ali, for all your hard work for the service and those that are involved in the music and the tech. Thank you. I was sent the topic for today, persistence in prayer. Not an easy topic to speak about, but let's have a go as we think about Daniel. I'm going to read a story about Daniel, and I wondered whether it talks about an animal that's quite fierce in this story. And I wonder if you can do a big roar for a lion. If I say lion, can you do a big roar? Yeah. Can you try now? Can you do a roar for a lion? Roar! Well done. So I want you to listen out for the lions in our story. Okay? There was once a young man called Daniel, and he faithfully prayed to God. Morning, noon, and night, three times a day. Daniel found favor in the eyes of Darius, who was the king. He ruled the kingdom of Babylon. And because of Daniel's great ability, he was very clever, the king put plans in place to make him in charge of the entire empire. But the other officers that the king appointed were jealous of Daniel and began to try and find fault with him. Unfortunately, they could never find anything wrong with Daniel because he was faithful, responsible, and trustworthy. So they finally decided that their only chance of accusing Daniel of any wrongdoing was because of his faith in God. So the other officials went to the king and said, "Long live King Darius. We all agree that you should make a law for the next 30 days that any person who is found to be praying to anyone except you will be thrown in the den of lions." So Darius did as they asked. He wrote the law and signed it. The other officials knew that Daniel faithfully prayed to God. But he continued to pray 3 times a day, even though he knew it was going to get him into trouble, as he always had done, giving thanks to God. The jealous officials went to the king and said, "Daniel has prayed to God, not you." The king couldn't change the law, and he was very sad, but he ordered Daniel to be arrested and thrown into the den of lions. Roar. As the king put Daniel in the den, he said to him, "May your God rescue you." Then a stone was brought and placed over the entrance. It was very dark in the lion's den. Daniel knelt and began to pray for God to protect him. The next morning, the king got up, hurried to the lion's den, and when he got there, he called out, "Daniel, servant of the living God, was your God, whom you serve, faithful? Was he able to rescue you?" Daniel answered, "My God sent his angels to shut the lion's mouth so that they wouldn't hurt me." And the king was overjoyed and ordered Daniel to be released from the lion's den. There was not a scratch on him because God protected him. Then King Darius sent a message to the people of every race, nation, and language throughout the world. "I decree that everyone throughout my kingdom should tremble with fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and he will endure forever. His kingdom will never be destroyed and his rule will never end. And he rescues and saves people. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions." Well done. You did very well with your lion's roar this morning. So just for a few minutes, we're going to think about prayer. Persistence in prayer. I was reminded when I was on holiday just before Easter with my grandchildren just how much persistence they had when they wanted something. They would go to Mum if they didn't get what they wanted. They sometimes went to Dad. Sometimes they got their brothers and sisters involved. Even sometimes they came to Granny. Whether it was a snack they wanted, whether they wanted a book reading, whether they wanted to be accompanied somewhere. But their timing wasn't always aligned with ours. Sometimes we were in the middle of something, often dinner, and couldn't immediately grant their request. But it didn't deter them one bit. They didn't give up. They didn't wander off in defeat or read a story themselves. They came back, asked again. Then if they still didn't get the right answer, they came and asked again. What persistence we can learn from children. And the call to worship, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. What we see in the children's persistence is the trust and faith those children have in their parent, as it were, to keep asking. They know that eventually they'll be answered, but maybe not always in the way that they want. What about prayer? When we pray and we're persistent in prayer and trust God, we don't always get the answer straight away. Sometimes we have to keep asking and asking. The children's persistence reminds me of the attitude God calls us to have when we approach him in prayer. For those around us, sharing the good news of Jesus with those who do not know him, as Ali mentioned, the kingdom come. It's a ministry that demands unwavering prayer, continual seeking, and faith-filled knocking. It's not always a fast or straightforward journey. You may spend years praying for a family member, a friend, a community, without seeing any visible change. And in those moments, it's easy to feel discouraged, stop asking, or think your prayers are not being heard. But if we think about persistence, there's a trust that underlies it. We can approach God at any time. And when we bring our prayers before God, he hears us. We're showing that we trust him. Even if we haven't received a response, or when his answer looks different from what we expect, but we can rest in assurance he does hear us, he loves us, and is working everything out for his glory. Daniel was persistent in prayer. He had a consistent routine, morning, noon, and night. And God did a remarkable thing and answered his prayer to save him from the lions. When God says yes, no, or wait, it's always for our good. We not might see that in the moment, but God's answers are full of love and wisdom. When we're persistent in prayer, it's not about convincing God to change his mind or make things happen quicker. Persistence in prayer shapes our hearts and minds. The more we pray, the more we open our hearts to God and let him shape us. Persistent prayer builds patience, faith, hope in our hearts, and it helps us grow closer to God and trust in him no matter what. Maybe you can set aside a few minutes every day to talk to God. Tell him everything, your hopes, your fears, joys, struggles. Sometimes it might mean praying when you're tired or don't feel like it. And it's okay to be honest with God. He knows you better than you know yourself. But let's remember, God listens to every prayer. He knows your heart and he cares about the details in each of our lives. Sometimes his answer comes in unexpected ways from unexpected people. Sometimes a deep sense of peace or the strength to keep going when life gets tough. So be persistent. Don't give up. Keep taking your worries, hopes, and dreams to God. Trust that he hears you and that his answer, whether it's yes, no, or wait, is always given with love. Let's stay close to God, no matter what. We need to trust God's timing, even when it's hard. So let's have our challenge for the week. Let's make prayer a part of our daily life. Set aside a specific time each day to pray, even if it's only a few minutes. And use that time to share your worries, joys, and hopes, to pray for others. You could start with the Lord's Prayer, or simply sit quietly and have a conversation with God, asking Him to be with you. The important thing is, stick with it. Be persistent, even if it feels awkward and you don't think God's listening. He is. We now think is that you like to finish at 5:30, really. We're going to just probably be over about 5 minutes. So if you'd like to carry on doing your colouring or cubes while we continue with the next little bit, you're very welcome to. But for those who've completed the cube, this is to remind us to pray without ceasing. And that's from the New Testament, from Thessalonians. And it gives you three numbers on there, because Daniel prayed 3 times, morning, noon, and night. So it's to remind you to try and pray 3 times a day. 1, 2, 3. Back. I'm just going to read a poem as you can finish with your colouring. And it's called I'll Pray For You. I'll pray for you. That's what I said as the stranger poured out her heartfelt dread at things which would add to a burden of care, already much more than one person should bear. I'll pray for you, such an easy retort, and I confess, one made without thought of the cost that I'm finding I'm learning to pay, as I've turned to the Lord and said, teach me to pray. I thought it was easy, just want and believe, a slot machine process. You ask, you receive. But wanting what God wants, His perfect will, that's the thing I find hard to fulfill. I know God wants peace, truth, and love in His world, His kingdom in my heart and your heart unfurled. No evil or sin, I'm sure that's so. But how do I learn to just be still and know? I open myself to be led by the Lord, repent of my sins for His mercies assured. I learn all I can of His love and His ways, and pray with thanksgiving, devotion and praise. No, prayer's not easy. It needs grit and grace. It means wrestling like Jacob with God face to face. It needs Daniel's persistence, the patience of Job, and a love like the Saviour for all on the globe. I'll pray for you, that's what I say. Now I'm beginning to know how to pray. And whilst I'm not sure what God's answer will be, I find more and more that a part of it is me. We're going to have our prayers of intercession that are quite short, and there are some some little sticky labels on your table if you want to write anybody's name or a place that you want to think about as I pray, please do. Let us come before God in prayer. Let us pray. Lord, when we see what is happening in the world, our hearts are troubled. We take this time to pray for those places where there is war instead of peace, grief instead of laughter, despair instead of hope. We pray for those people we know who are struggling with illness or recently bereaved, those who have no homes to go to, those that haven't enough food and water. We think of those we need to pray for in our hearts. And over this coming week, we think of 5 people each that we can continue to pray for to come to know the Lord Jesus. O God of compassion, draw near. May your Holy Spirit brood over these situations and lives and bring healing, comfort, and peace. Creativity from chaos, rest from trouble, shine into these situations so full of shadow that light may triumph over darkness, and hope arise from despair. In the name of Jesus, amen. And we just accept the offertory brought forwards. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you know each one of us by name and you bless us. We ask that you will take these tokens of our love for you, that they will be used to share your kingdom with all those around. We thank you for these gifts of money, the donations online, and we just thank you. We ask this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we share the messy grace. Okay. So we share the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forever. Amen.